Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's say good morning to Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And so, Steve, the Illinois unemployment scams are not going away, are they?
No, Bob, they're not. They're actually growing in numbers. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when consumers are getting these emails. So be careful if you receive any emails saying, you know, for unemployment insurance, or even letters are being sent out. That actually means you've been a victim of identity theft, Bob, as you know. So if you do get one of those letters, you have been a victim of identity theft, and you need to take some action as well. And it actually happened to me, too, as you know, in Kentucky. Somebody filed an unemployment claim in my name. So it's a national problem, not just a local problem, but it keeps continuing to grow. But consumers have to understand that they're a victim of identity theft, and they have to go through the protocols.
You know what's really depressing? Hearing about these fake GoFundMe sites asking for donations regarding the Surfside building collapse. That's incredible that people prey on folks like that.
It is truly incredible, Bob, as well. And they're heartless and ruthless, and they do it all the time in any trap of tragedy. And this one didn't stop them, and they pretty much did it pretty quickly. And even the Florida Attorney General has been receiving calls as well as fake GoFundMe sites. It's important for consumers to do their research because they want to help. But give wisely. And a lot of the officials in the city, they have their own websites down there that you can deal directly with them, or go to a website that you know and trust, like the well-known charities that can help the individuals out, you know, down in Florida as well. But again, there's going to be scammers out there trying to take advantage of the situation. As consumers, you need to do your due diligence before donating. Yeah, even though it looks reputable, you got to do the research ahead of time, Bob, because they can make it look good, and they can take, you know, steal pictures, and they steal the verbiage from the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to tell the difference sometimes, Bob. So you got to make sure you're dealing with a legitimate charity or the city itself.
And what's this I'm hearing about? Fake summer festivals? Is this about people selling tickets to events that don't exist?
Exactly, Bob. So basically, because the COVID is easing up, many people are looking forward to these festivals. And unfortunately, the scammer knows that and has created these fake festivals. So we're seeing already this year beer crawls, not only here in Chicago, but all across the country through the Better Business Bureau scam tracker. But it's usually these amazing deals you can buy tickets for. And some of these festivals don't exist at all. Last year we had a big problem with taco, you know, festivals in Chicago. They said they were going to have, and they never had those festivals. And, you know, these sites say no refunds offered at all. So once you buy these tickets, they're telling you you can't get your money back, or they're not even there to take your email complaint. So please be careful. Do some research on the festival before giving money. Make sure they have a website. Make sure they have a phone number that you can call, and if all possible, use your credit card when possible, because that's your best protection, Bob. As you know, even over a debit card, use your credit card because you're protected by federal law.
Right. Message from a listener stating this: I received a text saying I must update my driver's license with the Jesse White office, along with a link. Does Jesse White's office send out those messages?
Unfortunately, they do not. The Secretary of State just issued a warning as well. There's a big problem with phishing complaints, and phishing with a PH is those scammers who are trying to send you emails to get you to click on that particular link. So we are getting a lot of calls through the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker and the Secretary of State, Department of Transportation. Anybody asking you for information unsolicited through a text is what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. It's getting to a point where we're telling consumers don't click on those links at all. It really is zero trust in those text messages. Call the website, or call the agency directly, or go to the website directly of the agency. It's getting so bad, Bob. These text messages are coming, you know, being imposters, basically saying they're governmental officials or governmental agencies like the Secretary of State looking for information. And consumers are giving the information up freely, not only driver's license number, but social security numbers and things of that matter, nature. And again, these agencies already have your information. They don't need it again. So the governmental agency is not going to call you asking for your social security number because they already have it.
And if you want to check out some sort of offer or message or report fraud, how do they do that, Steve?
Yes, Bob. They go right to the website, BBB.org. You know, before you buy or hire, BBB it. And the BBB is also a referral agency. So if you do need a company you can try or find a business you can trust, please reach out to us. And get, Bob, more importantly, if you see a scam, report the scam to the Better Business Bureau, because the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business, Bob, as you know.
BBB.org. Thanks, as always, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you.